In Florida, the state insurance commissioner is considering whether to ban the Prudential Insurance Company from doing business in the state. The commissioner says Prudential, the nation's largest life insurance company, hasn't gone far enough to address customer complaints that it sold millions of needless and overpriced insurance policies. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The allegations against Prudential stem from a national investigation of the company and its sales practices. A multi-state task force of insurance regulators concluded that Prudential misled millions of customers into buying more expensive life insurance policies than they could afford. Customers were urged to borrow against the value of their existing life insurance to pay for new, higher-priced policies. But many people discovered after they agreed to the deal that despite what Prudential had told them, the value of their old insurance was too low to pay for their new, higher premiums. Florida Insurance Commissioner Bill Nelson says that left thousands of people in his state with larger insurance bills than they expected.
Many of these people are senior citizens on fixed incomes. And so when they have been betrayed and then find out that their retirement nest egg has been dissipated, they have no place else to turn because they have very limited financial means.
Prudential has conceded that it did engage in deceptive trade practices in the 1980s and 90s. The company has entered into a $400 million class action settlement with 45 states and the District of Columbia, agreeing to pay policyholders for their losses. But Florida is one of five states that have not agreed to the settlement. Commissioner Nelson says the proposal is inadequate in several ways. For instance, he says customers would be forced to provide written evidence that they were deceived, evidence that he says many Prudential customers do not have.
The deception was usually oral, by the agent telling them, such a deal I have for you because you've been such a good customer of Prudential's for years.
Nelson has given Prudential 3 weeks to come up with a better plan to reimburse customers, one that doesn't put the burden on them to prove they were deceived. If Nelson still isn't satisfied with Prudential's proposals, he may impose fines on the company or revoke its license to do business in the state. Prudential officials say they're willing to work with Florida regulators to come to an agreement. Rob DeFilippo is a Prudential spokesman.
We have offered to provide a remediation to policyholders in Florida, but have, to date anyway, not been able to learn what it is Florida wants us to offer our policyholders there. Prudential is trying to set up a remediation program in which people can receive fair and equitable remedies.
DeFilippo insists that Prudential customers will be able to receive reimbursement even if they can't provide written evidence that they were deceived. He emphasizes that the company has accepted the finding that its agents engaged in deceptive sales practices, and he says Prudential has taken steps to prevent such practices in the future.
While this is certainly not something we're proud of, we are proud of the fact of how we're responding to this problem. The company instituted a number of systems and procedures designed to make sure that every policy owner understood what product they were buying, why they were buying it, and how that product's going to be financed.
In addition to battling with Florida insurance regulators, Prudential also will be forced to deal with thousands of customers who have decided not to participate in the class action settlement and instead will file individual claims against the company. Customers have until next week to make that decision. The continued controversy over Prudential sales practices threatens to have a serious impact on the company's bottom line. Florida, with its large elderly population, is an especially important market for life insurance, making the negative publicity there potentially troublesome for the company's sales and profits. I'm Adam Hochberg reporting.